This tour SA radio destination takes us to the Eyre Peninsula. We're joined on the phone by Sophie Quigley, the coordinator of the Salt Festival. How are you going, Sophie?
Good, thank you.
Fantastic to hear. Now, the Salt Festival, it's back for 2019, and it's kind of a big deal for the Eyre Peninsula, showcasing some amazing local talent, not just local talent, though, right across South Australia and indeed Australia itself. Can you tell us a little bit more about the festival for those hearing about it for the first time?
Yeah, so the Salt Festival is a 10-day arts and cultural festival on the southern Eyre Peninsula of South Australia. So we're showcasing the creativity of the community and the beauty and uniqueness of the region. So the festival really belongs to the region, and its success is owed to the artists, innovators, groups and businesses from the region who use the Salt platform to reveal their ideas and creativity to the world.
For sure. And it's back following the massive success of last year's, which was unbelievable. What are we really looking forward to for this year's festival?
Each year, the community has really brought exciting ideas to the festival, including visual arts, displays, performers, wellbeing events, environmental works, and events that showcase the culture of the region. So the Salt team are really just looking forward to what people put forward this year. We also have some framework events that the Salt team work on to complement what the region brings forward. So we have the Salt Sage, which will return. So last year, we had the Beautiful Girls and Timberwolf.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also have a separate music event featuring a great selection of regional musicians.
Some of those musos were sensational last year.
Yeah. We also are working to finalise a sustainable fisheries conference and a climate change action conference. We are planning more children's events because Salt will overlap with Easter this year. So that's exciting. It means we obviously have a huge variety of events for the 10 days. Which means people can come over to the Eyre Peninsula and enjoy the other attractions like swimming with the sharks, the national parks, indulging in the local seafood, and then also enjoy the Salt events, which will be on at the same time.
Too right. So this is running from April 19th through the 28th, 2019. For those that are keen to actually get involved themselves, because it's running across 10 days, there's lots of scope for the huge diversity of different attendees and different concepts to be brought to the table. How would people get involved if they were, say, an artist or a beaker, or even if they just wanted to volunteer and get a little bit closer to the action than they would if they were a punter?
Yeah, so you can go to the Salt website, which is saltfestival.com.au, and you can apply through the website, or you can email me, which is info@saltfestival.com.au, and we can discuss your ideas. Anything is really possible with us at Salt. We're here to support you through the process of refining your idea, finding a suitable venue, marketing and promoting your event. And then if you're interested in being a venue or providing catering or, like you said, volunteering, you can also apply through the website. We're really keen to get everyone involved and just keep growing on the success of previous years.
Absolutely. Now, when are things planning on being finalised for the program itself?
Yeah, so we're working on that at the moment. We're just finalising all our ideas and concepts so that we can do a big program launch in a few weeks. So definitely follow us on Facebook, keep checking the website, and we'll come out with a program launch in the next few weeks, which is very exciting.
For sure. So the best bet, would that be to follow the social media channels of Salt or keep an eye on the website?
I think definitely follow us on social media, because then we can link you to the website.
I'm just really excited about the upcoming program based on last year's, which was, it's almost better than anything that Sydney or Melbourne or Brisbane could put on. And the fact that it's in a regional area, it drives such a huge number of people to come and explore our region and go, this is amazing.
Yeah, most definitely. We're hoping to just continue to build on that and really bring people to our region and see what we have to offer.
So that's running from April 19th through 28th. Definitely jump online. You've got a number of different options to follow in terms of your socials. So Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. And of course, saltfestival.com.au also.
Just feel free to get in contact with us and we can work out how you can be involved.
Awesome. Sophie Quigley, coordinator of the Salt Festival 2019, coming towards us really, really quickly in late April. Thank you so much for your time.
Cool. Thank you for having me.
Be sure to get amongst the fun of the Salt Festival happening April 19th through 28th here on the Southern Eyre Peninsula.